Welcome to Zikru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Ram Golda, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Yud, the first parak called Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, oh, Hashem, Rav Moshe Manas ben Yaakov Yitzchak, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the three daps are going to focus on, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Zera explained why kamitza performed with small, with the left hand as puzzle. A pasuk about kamitza mentions kapo, his palm, and since the pasuk about matzor states the oil is poured al kaf hakohen hasmalis, on the kohen's left palm, and the word smalis is extra, it teaches that only this kaf refers to the left. Hakol makom shenemar kaf eino el yamin. But anywhere else that palm is mentioned, it means only the right one. Rava provides a different source. Since the Torah states to pour the oil on the blood of the Ashem, which is placed on the Matzor's right hand and toe, why does the Torah explicitly write to pour it on the right hand and toe? Therefore, Rava explains, Yad Yad L'Kemitza, the Gezerah Shava of Yad Yad teaches to require the right hand for Kemitza. Regel Regel L'Chalitza, the Gezerah Shava of Regel Regel teaches to require the right foot for Chalitza of a Yavama. And Ozen Ozen L'Ritzia, the Gezerah Shava of Ozen Ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an Eved Ivri who chooses to remain an Eved. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Chana said, Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kohuna eino el yamin. Wherever a finger and kohuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Matzor, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires the yamin. However, since the pasuk of kamitza only mentions kohuna, and kamitza with the left hand is puzzle, Rava clarifies that wherever either etzba or kohuna is written, it means to require yamin. Abaya asks Rava that kohuna is written regarding halachas evar makevesh, bringing the limbs of a carbon to the ramp of the mizbeach, yet some limbs of the carbon tamid were carried on their left hands. Rava answered that this rule only applies to something which is ma'akev the kapara, similar to the procedure of the matzorah. Regarding Kabbalah Saddam, where the pasuk mentions kohuna, the Tanakhama of Mishnah invalidates Kabbalah done with the left hand, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. The Gemara ultimately explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that kohuna does not require yamin, only etzba does. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon also allows zrika to be done with the left hand. And point number three, having established that the word kahuna alone requires using the right hand, and the word kahuna is written regarding kamitza, the Gemara asks why Rabba's gezer shava of yad yad for kamitza is necessary. It answers chad l'kometz. One source requires using the right hand for kamitza, v'chad l'kiddush kometz, and the other one requires using the right hand for sanctifying the kometz in the klisharis. This answer doesn't suffice for Rabbi Shimon, who also has another source requiring yamin for kamitza, because Rabbi Yanai says Rabbi Shimon does not require kiddush kometz at all. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that although he does require kiddush kometz, he holds it can be done with the left hand. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for kamitzah of minchas chote. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shoyehe karbono mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elgin, one might have thought that its kamitzah would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Zera explained why kamitzah performed with small, with the left hand as puzzle. A pasuk about kamitza mentions kapo, his palm, and since the pasuk about matzor states the oil is poured al kaf hakohen hasmalis, on the kohen's left palm, and the word smalis is extra, it teaches that only this kaf refers to the left. Hakol makom shenemar kaf eino el yamin. But anywhere else that palm is mentioned, it means only the right one. Rava provides a different source. Since the Torah states to pour the oil on the blood of the Ashem, which is placed on the Matzor's right hand and toe, why does the Torah explicitly write to pour it on the right hand and toe? Therefore, Rava explains, Yad Yad L'Kemitza, the Gezerah Shava of Yad Yad teaches to require the right hand for Kemitza. Regel Regel L'Chalitza, the Gezerah Shava of Regel Regel teaches to require the right foot for Chalitza of a Yavama. And Ozen Ozen L'Ritzia, the Gezerah Shava of Ozen Ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an Eved Ivri who chooses to remain an Eved. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Chana said, Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kohuna eino el yamin. Wherever a finger and kohuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Matzor, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires the yamin. However, since the pasuk of kamitza only mentions kohuna, and kamitza with the left hand is puzzle, Rava clarifies that wherever either etzba or kohuna is written, it means to require yamin. Abaye asks Rava that Kahuna is written regarding halachas levar makevesh, bringing the limbs of a carbon to the ramp of the mizbech, yet some limbs of the carbon tamid were carried on their left hands. Rava answered that this rule only applies to something which is ma'akev the kapara, similar to the procedure of the matzorah. Regarding Kabbalah Saddam, where the Pasuk mentions Kahuna, the Tanakhama of Mishnah invalidates Kabbalah done with the left hand, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. The Gemara ultimately explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kahuna does not require Yamin, only Etzba does. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon also allows Zrika to be done with the left hand. And point number three, having established that the word kahuna alone requires using the right hand, and the word kahuna is written regarding kamitza, the Gemara asks why Rabba's Gezer Shava of Yad Yad for kamitza is necessary. It answers Chad L'Kometz, one source requires using the right hand for kamitza, V'chad L'Kiddush Kometz, and the other one requires using the right hand for sanctifying the kometz in the klisharis. This answer doesn't suffice for Rabbi Shimon, who also has another source requiring yamin for kamitza, because Rabbi Yanai says Rabbi Shimon does not require kiddush kometz at all. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that although he does require kiddush kometz, he holds it can be done with the left hand. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for kamitza of a minchas chote. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shoyehe karbono mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elgin, one might have thought that its kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. All right, so now we get our siman daf yud, and our standard siman is a minion of yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the parochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ratzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words etzbar kahuna were read from the Torah, a member bragged to a left-handed guest that even kamitza v'minchas chote is done with the right hand. So once again, it's a motion. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, minion of Yidden, that must move on daf yud. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ratzia, which reminds us, Rav explains, yad yad l'kamitza, the gezer shava of yad yad teaches to require the right hand for kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, the gezer shava of regel regel teaches to require the right foot for chalitza of a yavama, and ozen ozen l'ratzia, and the gezer shava of ozen ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an eved ivri who chooses to remain an eved. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yadul kamitza regel regel chalitza ozen ozen l'ratzio, and everyone held up their right hand when the words etzbar kahuna were read from the Torah, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, kol makom shenemar etzba v'kahuna eina ela yomin, wherever a finger and kahuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from the Metzora, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. However, since the pasuk of kamitza only mentions kahuna, and kamitza with the left hand is possible, Rava clarifies that wherever etzba or kahuna is written, it means to require yamin. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the parochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ratzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words etzba or kahuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even kamitza v'minchas chote is done with the right hand, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that yad yad teaches that the right hand is required for a kamitza of a minchas chote. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shoyeh karbono mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elgin, one might have thought that his kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. So once again, in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ratzia, and everyone held up their right hand when the words etzba or kahuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even kamitza v'minchas chote is done with the right hand. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because the Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three sources disqualifying trefa as a carbon and explains why each one was needed. So the swordsman that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a czar swordsman who mistakenly did kamitza and returned the bowl to a kohen to redo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kamitza. So the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a Tsar swordsman who mistakenly did kmitza and returned the bolt to a Kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already mekadesh the kmitza in a kli, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malko because the Ben Beser allows returning the kometz after being mekadesh it in a kli. Daf Zayin. So the simon for Daf Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the simon. So here goes. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps. Armed Guard? That must be on Daf Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the sign of the Kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to return the invalid kometz to the original Kli without being mekadesh it automatically. Since returning the kometz to the hole left by the kmitza act would be mekadesh it, the Gemara explains that he places the kometz at the side of the Kli and shakes it, but nafal mamela, and it falls inside on its own, and it's considered as if a monkey returned the kometz, which is not mekadesh it, for even if intent is not required, a human act is required. So the obstacle training course of the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the side of the Kli without intent to be mekadesh by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a Kli on the ground, which reminds us, Rav Nachman asked Avimi how to perform kmitza and how to be mekadesh the kometz, and Avimi answered each time with this Kli, which was on the ground, if it would be a Kli Sharis. When asked if one could perform kmitza or be mekadesh the kometz with a Kli on the ground, Avimi replied, I meant where a cone lifted. However, Rav Sheshes and Rava both derive that kmitza can be performed from a kli on the ground from the fact that only four kohanim are necessary to remove the lechem apanim from the shulchan. So the obstacle training course for the Kohanim Armed Guard Corps included returning an invalid kometz to the side of the Kli without intent to be mekadesh it by shaking it so it falls in, taking kmitza from a Kli on the ground, and doing an invalid kmitza by dividing it into two kelim, all in under a minute, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses receiving the kometz, damchatas or mechatas, divided in two kelim. Daf Ches, so the simon Daf Ches is challah, and we often use a baker in the simon. So here goes. The Kohen challah baker, that must be more on Daf Ches. The Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls, which reminds us, regarding the chavite Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is mincha made of a nisaron of flour divided in half and brought in the morning and evening. Rav Yochanan says, in a kadosh chatzayin, it cannot be sanctified in halves in separate kelim, but must be placed together into one kli. Morazer says, mitosh shekrevel chatzayin, kadosh chatzayin. Since it's offered in halves, it can be sanctified in halves. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and levona separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether one can sanctify flour alone, shemen alone, or levona alone, or they must be sanctified together. So the Kohen challah baker preparing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol by sanctifying the halves in two separate bowls organizes flour, oil, and levona separately on the table since they can be sanctified alone for various menachos and next to the mizrak where he had sanctified solids as well. Which reminds us, we learned that mizrakos can be mekadosh solids. Rav Acham Adifti asked Ravina how a pasuk can prove that a mizrak can be mekadosh solids since this mincha is liquid since it's described as belua mixed with oil. He answered, the pasuk is only necessary for the dry elements within the mincha, meaning some particles of flour inevitably did not become mixed into the oil and remain dry. Since they too became sanctified, we see that a mizrak can be mekadosh dry solids. Alternatively, you can answer, mincha l'gabe dam ki yavish damya. A mincha, even mixed with oil, is considered solid relative to blood, which is the normal usage of the mizrak. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is tea or a teapot. So here goes. At the cake and tea stand, that must be on Daf Tes, tea. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who is mixing oil into a mincha, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss, blala chutz l'chomos Azara, if one mixed a mincha's flour with oil outside the Azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid. Reish Lakish says it's valid because the pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the kmitza, indicating that Kohanim are required, and since Kohuna is not required, doing it inside the Azara is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before kmitza, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss mincha shechasra kodem kmitza, a mincha, which became deficient before kmitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoch beiso v'yimalena, he should bring more flour from his house and refill, but Reish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the Azora, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by Cohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before Kamitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between Kamitza and Haktara can be brought, which reminds us, Amrayim discussed shirayim shechasu ben Kamitza Haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the Kamitza and the burning of the komets. Yochanan says, Makdir komets alehen, one still burns the komets for them, but Rish Lakish says, one may not burn the komets for them. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that Mizrakos can be Mekadosh solids? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff does the Gemara compare Makshirin versus Mechaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that Rava holds that a Minchas Omer that was brought Shulo Shema is fully kosher and its Shirayim may be eaten without bringing another Omer? That's on Duff. Hey, good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? The coin Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yod Yod teaches that the right hand is required for kamitza of a minchas chote. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf does the Gemara bring 3 sources for disqualifying a trefa as a carbon and explains why each source was necessary? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that wherever it mentions etzba or kahuna, it means none other than the right hand? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara bring a malchokas whether one can be mekadosh flour alone, shemen alone, and lavona alone? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn about the gezeres shavas of yad yad al kamitza, regel regel al chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritzia? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn why a trefa's disqualification as a carbon cannot be derived from a balmum? That's on daf. Hey. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that Rav said that a minchas omer brought shelo lishma is invalid since it failed to be matir? That's on daf. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.